Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Once again, just to think about what it means at the end of the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus caused amazement to those who heard him because he taught differently, because he had authority. What I'd like to bring you for our devotional thought today is a paragraph from Martin Lloyd-Jones' commentary on the Sermon on the Mount. And he says this about Jesus and about the whole Sermon on the Mount. Why? He asks the question, why should we practice this sermon? Why should we pay heed to this terrible warning? Why should we believe that unless we are indeed making our lives conform to this pattern, we shall be without hope as we come to face to face with God? The real answer to all that is the subject to which we are directed by these last two verses. It is the person himself, the person who uttered these sayings, the one who has delivered this teaching. In other words, as we consider the Sermon on the Mount as a whole, having gone into its various parts, we must realize that we must not concentrate only upon the beauty of the diction, the perfect structure of the sermon, the impressive pictures, the striking illustrations, and the extraordinary balance which we find in it, both from the standpoint of material and the way in which it is presented. Indeed, we can go further. When we consider the Sermon on the Mount, we are never to stop, even with the moral, ethical, spiritual teaching. We are to go beyond all these things, wonderful though they are, and vital as they all are, to the person of the preacher himself. The Sermon on the Mount must lead us to better behavior, yes, but it must lead us back to Jesus. That's why I believe it's so important that when we preach and teach, that we don't just preach and teach a topic, even though it's biblical, but we make sure that it applies to Jesus, because he perfectly illustrates, lives out, and exemplifies all of what we are taught and all of what we are to be. And so as you perhaps read over the Sermon on the Mount, go back over your notes, have a look at the points and the topics and the teachings, but ask yourself, what does it tell you about Jesus? That would be a good devotional thought to pray about today. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.